question from James Prabhu. How do we respond to the comments by evolutionist atheists stating that claiming God has created the universe is like saying a magic fairy moves a car piston, or that a turtle created the universe? Answer: This is a disanalogy. Analogy means when two concepts are when an unfamiliar concept is explained by comparing with a familiar concept. Disanalogy means that when the two points that are being compared have such major differences that the comparison, the analogy, breaks down. And disanalogies are often part of sophistry. Sophistry is false arguments which are used to mislead and misinform people. So in fact, the idea that comparing God's designership of the universe with the magic fairy moving a car piston is a disanalogy, because the assumption that God is like a magic fairy is unproven, and the idea that God's designership is as fanciful as some magic fairy is moving a car piston, that also is unwarranted. Let me examine this more critically. Magic fairy moving a car piston. So today much of science uses what is called a naturalistic worldview. Naturalism can either be methodological or metaphysical. Methodological naturalism basically means that nature is all that exists, and everything in nature must be explained through other natural causes. So methodological naturalism says that this is a matter of method, and metaphysical naturalism says that actually this is a matter of fact, of reality, that there is nothing beyond nature or matter in this world. So now scientists may argue that when we move a car piston, we know the mechanism by which the car piston is moved, and that's why we don't need to bring in any magic fairy to move the car piston. So this is valid. There is the car piston designed in such a way that we can know a material mechanism, and that's why there is no need for a magic fairy. But does this apply to the way the world works? So this example is valid for the point of view of how science explains nature, and science does not need supernatural elements to explain the working of man-made phenomena like cars or car pistons. But let's look at the way nature works. So there was a design argument that was advanced historically by Thomas Aquinas in the Western tradition, and subsequently by other rational theologians. That means rationalistic theologians are those who study and talk about God and try to do it based on rationality, based on logical arguments, not so much in scriptural revelation. So the design argument has made certain propositions which from which we infer that certain factors of nature cannot be explained without pointing to an intelligent agency. So now this is not, so what scientists argue is that as soon as you bring an intelligent agency, a super intelligent agency you could say, into nature, then you are going out of nature, you are getting into supernatural causes, and science doesn't deal with supernatural causes, and therefore you are bringing in fantastic elements like a magic fairy. However, so but the problem with this reasoning and the problem with this analogy is that unlike a car piston where we know all the mechanisms by which the car piston moves, in several cases, we don't know the mechanism by which nature works. And not only do we not know the mechanism, scientists may argue, yes, we don't know the mechanism now, but in the future we'll find out the mechanism. But going further, there are several cases, several examples, where we know that such a complex mechanism could not have come about without an intelligent agent acting. So the converse or the opposite of a natural agent is not necessarily a supernatural agent. It can be an intelligent agent. For example, if researchers are studying crime, and when they come to a house where somebody has been found dead, and they find that the window has been broken and the window glass has gone into the stomach of that person, that's how the person has died. Now, by looking at the way the window glass has entered into the person, one can make out whether that was an accident or that was by intention. So if the window glass has specifically gone into the stomach in a very specific way, and it has been pushed left and right, and it has caused the severe damage in a way that was definitely meant to kill, then one can conclude from this that that was a crime. And what it means is that this death of a person, of the victim, was not by a natural cause. It was by an intelligent cause. Intelligent cause means some person, some criminal, some murderer did that. So the opposite of natural is not supernatural, it is intelligent. So even in criminology, researchers, investigators do look at features in their observations and try to check whether this has come by a natural cause or by an intelligent cause. Similarly, when scientists look for, say, life on other planets, and they have missions which probe signals which are coming from other planets, at that time they try to study the pattern of the signals and check pattern of the waves which is coming, and then try to evaluate whether this signal has come, this particular pattern of the waves has come by chance, or is it so intricate and precise that it must have been designed and that it must have come from an intelligent source. So has it just come from some radiation in the universe, or has it come from an intelligent source? So again, here it is not a matter of bringing some magical factor because we cannot explain something that we observe in nature by natural causes. No, it is when we observe something in nature, we infer from that observation that such a pattern requires an intelligent designer. So there are several respectable scientists who have talked about the design inference. William Dembski and others have pointed out that when a certain level of order and complexity is found in a particular pattern, we normally infer that this could not have come by natural causes. It must require an intelligent cause. So we use this in cosmology to detect signals. We use this in criminology to infer whether a particular victim was a victim of accident or of a murder. And similarly, it is used in archaeology. When certain artifacts are found with certain marks, whether those marks were caused by human agents, by human beings, or they were the marks of nature. By looking at the complexity and the intricacy of the markings, one can infer whether this has been caused by a natural cause or by an intelligent cause. And then if they find that it is complex enough that it could not have been caused by a natural cause, natural factor, natural agent, then they infer, okay, there must have been life on there must have been life in this area long ago, and that life, that intelligent life, this human life, or some ancestor of humanity, some predecessor of Homo sapiens, must have lived and brought about this, caused this particular design. So, especially as the researchers have gone deeper and deeper into nature, for example, when they have gone into the study of the cells, and within the cells, we have studied the genome and the gene code, and they have found it is just like a extremely well-written and exhaustive book that is bigger than any library in the world. And it is all written with precise code that is all essential for our survival. So now, this kind of precise alphabet-like arrangement of adenine, guanine, thymine, all those elements which are there in the DNA, that by careful observation one can infer that this level of complexity cannot come by a natural cause, and therefore it requires not necessarily a supernatural cause but an intelligent cause. So therefore the point is that we are not bringing in God as an explanation of that which we cannot explain by alternative material causes. Rather, God is being brought in because from the material effects itself we can infer that it requires an intelligent cause. And so it is not an abandonment of naturalism to resort to supernaturalism, but rather it is a inference from naturalism towards intelligent design, towards intelligent causality. So therefore this is a complete disanalogy, and it is meant to mislead and bias people against what is an irrefutable argument that has been irrefutable evidence and argument that has been provided by scientific research itself. So I'll summarize this answer. The idea that God creating the world is like a car piston, a fairy running a car piston, is a disanalogy, because firstly the car mechanism for the car piston is known, and there is no need for a fairy to explain that, and there is no indication that such a fairy even exists for pushing a car piston. On the other hand, when we look at many of the patterns in nature, for example, we look at the pattern of the DNA, the human genome, or for that matter the pattern of the DNA in various living beings also. The design and the arrangement is so complex that we are not saying that because it is so complex, it cannot come by any natural cause. No, whatever the point here we are making is that by parallel reasoning that we do in other fields, like criminology, like detection of extraterrestrial life, and like an archaeology, when we see patterns which are of a sufficient level of complexity, then we infer that this cannot have come by natural cause, so it requires not a supernatural cause but an intelligent cause. So similarly, when we see the complexity of the alphabet-like arrangement within the DNA, it's almost like a computer, a precisely written computer program, then we can safely infer that this cannot come by just a natural cause. It requires an intelligent cause. So it's not a running away from an explanation to resort to supernaturalism as a magical explanation.
it is an inference from the evidence which points towards an intelligent cause. Thank you.